I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from Psalm 119 again, and we'll be in this for the next couple months. We're going to be reading verses 9 through 11 in the Voice Translation, and they say this: How can a young person remain pure? Only by living according to your word. I have pursued you with my whole heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. Deep within me, I have hidden your word that I will never sin against you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I know some are pretty tender after yesterday's prayer about pornography. And Lord, I do thank you for this next series of verses because it talks about remaining in your word. And we can remain pure when we live according to your word and when we pursue you with our whole hearts. And that we choose not to stray because we've been reined in by your commandments and reined in by your Holy Spirit. Help us to learn what it means to hide your word in our hearts so that we don't have to be enslaved by sin. Jesus, thank you for making us right with you and with the Father because of what you did on the cross. We have a right standing with you. And now we're part of this new, amazing people, your church, who can be a part of spreading your kingdom all over the world. It's such a great privilege. But it all starts with you, Jesus. It starts with what you did on the cross, your life, your perfect life, where you lived according to the word, and your death, where you took on the sins and all the sin, the selfishness, the self-centeredness, the sexual sins, all sorts of sins, every sin that every person has ever committed. I can't imagine the weight of that upon your shoulders, Jesus, but you took it all as the perfect lamb, the sacrificial lamb, that spotless lamb, that sacrifice, so that we no longer had to pay the penalty for our sin, because we know that the penalty for sin is death. But you have given us that free gift of life through your death and resurrection. And so that resurrection, Lord Jesus, I thank you that that was the exclamation point on the end of what you did. That was the proof of your messiahship, that you were indeed the Christ, the Savior, the one who saves the world. And so Jesus, I can't make myself pure, but because of what you've done on the cross, you have given me that right standing with God, and I'm so grateful. Father, I pray for those who are discouraged today, who maybe listened to yesterday's prayer and thought, well, I could never let out, and maybe they're not struggling with porn, but there's some other sin that's secret and buried, and they think, well, I just will take that to my grave. Lord, I know that secrets eat people up, and I know that they cause us to have brokenness and depression and suicidal thoughts and deep, terrible thoughts about ourselves. And so, Lord, I know that the enemy thrives in darkness. The enemy thrives with secrets. The enemy loves to tell us our unworth, and his voice becomes stronger the more secrets we keep. And so I pray for that person listening today who's holding that secret way down deep and has tried desperately to keep it at bay. And Lord, it might not even be their own secret. It might be a family secret that they've been told to keep. And Lord, I pray today would be that day of light, that day of decision, that day of I cannot hold this anymore because it's hurting me too much. And Jesus, I know that you will give us the power to let go of our secrets. You will give us the power to say, yes, this is my sin that I struggle with, or yes, this is what my family did to me, or yes, this is what that church said and did, and they told me to be quiet, but I can't anymore. So Jesus, just give us that gumption that we need. And I've used that word a lot in Pray Every Day, but give us the gumption we need to let out that secret into the light of day. Because you are the light. And in you there is no darkness at all. And I pray for your holy light to shed down upon us in such a way, not to cower us or make us afraid, but in a setting free way. Setting us free from what has held us bound for years. I pray for freedom for my audience today. That there would be no more of this deep emotional wrestling with something they cannot let out. I pray that they would let it out into the light of day. I know that you are a gentle, amazing Savior who's not going to kick someone when they're down. Instead, you're going to lift them from the pit, from the miry clay of someone else's making or even their own making. And you're going to set their feet upon the rock and making their footsteps firm. I'm so grateful, Jesus, that that's the Savior that you are. So I pray all these things in Jesus' name, your beautiful, powerful name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life does overburden you and when you have secrets aplenty and you can't seem to let them out, Jesus will give you the power to it. Give it to him first and then begin to let that out into the light with other believers, because they will bear those burdens with you. God is listening to you, friend, and I'm so grateful for that, even in my own life. Have an amazing day.